Good morning. How exciting to be part of a church that's so excited. We have a lot going on today. We'll tell you about that through some announcements, but we're glad to welcome you this morning and glad to welcome any visitors, guests whom we have with us. We're glad you're here and hope you'll come back with us again. Speaking of that, let's get right into some of the exciting part. We're excited to be receiving some new members today. I know we just did that last week, but they were moving their daughter Perry, who's already a member at Redeemer, into college last week, so they couldn't be here last week, so they're here this week. So I will invite Kevin and Janice and Carly Baker to come up. Great. This is Kevin and Carly and Janice. In case y'all didn't get that, we are excited to have you join us here in our life and mission of Redeemer, and so excited to be welcoming you. May we pray. God of love and mercy, we thank you that you bind us together as we give you our worship and praise, and we thank you for this family who have come to be part of our family. May the warmth and love we offer to them reflect the warmth and love you give to us all. Bless us in your grace. Strengthen us in our faith. Lead us in our calling to serve you and others. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray. Amen. Thank you all very much. Thank you. Thank you. A little bit later today, we will begin hosting Family Promise. Shannon, where were you? Do you have things you need to say about that? So after we eat and after the program, then we're going to start.
Then we're going to start putting okay. Bedrooms together.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. Help is needed.
Great.
Thank you. I also need to let you know I did receive a call last night from Tom Loss. His wife Becky is up in Virginia visiting some family. And he got a call last night that she had been admitted to the hospital, and so he zoomed up to Virginia. She was expecting some surgery today, but he called me just a little bit ago, and they're delaying that. They think they might have other ways of treating what's going on with her. So, but please keep her in your thoughts and prayers as well. Next Sunday is Sunday School and Youth and Family Ministries Rally Day. Where'd Sarah go? She was here. Not now, later. Anyway, Michelle, is there anything we need to say about Sunday School Rally Day?
Just everybody come and enjoy some dirt dessert and look at the baby animals they're bringing from the Carolina Wildlife Center.
Okay, great.
Yep.
All right. Also, we went around and around about it this week, but all we're seeing is that we should not be on the roads tomorrow if we do not have to be. So you will notice that the office is closed tomorrow just to help prevent that and keep everybody safe. Today is the last day for Vicar Joanna. Ooh. I asked her this morning, I said, did you think this day would ever come? She said, no. But Vicar Joanna, we want to say thank you. We have some gifts for you and things that we'll give you at the dinner later today. But what a wonderful gift you have been to our congregation. And we want to say thank you and wish you the best as you go from here.
Well, right back at all of you, you've been a real gift to me and to forming me in ministry. And in my defense, Pastor Gary, he quoted me, but I did not use that emphasis. because a year of internship has been full of change and growth, and it feels like such a different place where I'm standing right now. So thank you for being a part of that.
All right, thank you. Two things about that. One of the gifts that we have for Joanna is a picture of the church with a large mat around it that we invite you to either write a little message or sign or something. Currently, it is in the narthex, and you're welcome to do that. Whenever I go back for the meal, I'm going to be taking it back, so it will be back there too. So you can go during the sermon if you like. She's preaching. So, yeah, that'll be fine. Yeah. The other thing is just before we, when the last hymn is finished and we have our dismissal, between the hymn and dismissal, I'll offer a prayer for our meal. So just be ready. That will happen at that time, too. Sarah. Hope y'all notice I'm going to let Sarah go without a question today. Because we also celebrate today, we have a baptism. And so if I would invite Taylor and Mary Beth to bring, you're over here, to bring Caden up along with your sponsors. In baptism, our gracious Heavenly Father frees us from sin and death by joining us to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are born children of a fallen humanity. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are reborn children of God and made members of the church, the body of Christ. Living with Christ and in communion with the saints, we grow in faith, love, and obedience to the will of God. Called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, you desire to have your child baptized into Christ. As you bring Caden Clark to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with responsibilities to live with him among God's faithful people, bring him to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, teach him the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, place in his hands the Holy Scriptures, and nurture him in faith and prayer so that he may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others in the world God made, and work for justice and peace. Do you promise to help Caden Clark grow in the Christian faith and life?
We do.
People of God, do you promise to support Caden Clark and pray for him in his new life in Christ?
We do.
I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? Congregation, please rise. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks
to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and grace.
We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family, and through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection, you set us free from the power of sin and death and raise us up to live in you. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of your living word, that those who are washed in the waters of baptism may be given new life. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Okay, Caden, let me hold you just a second. Okay. Caden Clark Abel Sherman, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Okay. I'll give you back. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. All right. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give your daughters and sons new birth, cleanse them from sin, and raise them to eternal life. Sustain Clayton Clark of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever.
Amen.
Caden Clark, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever.
Let your light so shine before others that they may see glorify your Father in heaven.
Please rise.
Let us welcome the newly baptized.
We welcome you into the body of Christ.
And into the mission we share. Join us in giving thanks and praise to God and bearing God's creative and redeeming word to all. You can blow out your candle. And Caden, I have to tell you, I've had people give me dirty looks before, but that was, and here's the baptism certificate, I'm sorry. But we welcome you and are so excited, and congratulations. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Reach out to embrace all those who call upon you. Teach us, as disciples of your Son, to love the world with compassion and constancy, that your name may be known throughout the earth, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
I invite the children forward for the children's message. Hey, Lily. Good morning. Hey, Cameron. And what's your name?
Elliot.
Nice to meet you. And Caden. Good morning. Wasn't it fun to see you and be a part of Caden's baptism? Yeah. Well, so I have something I want to say, a few things I want to say this morning. And one of them is goodbye. It is my last Sunday here at Redeemer. Do goodbyes ever make you a little sad? Yeah, I'm a little sad.
It's bittersweet. Another thing.
Remember my name? I'm Vicar Joanna. Yeah. Another thing is this morning I was trying to remember the words to this song, and I only know the tune. Will you help me figure it out? Yes? Will you help me figure out what song I'm... Okay, thank you. Do you know that song? Yes? What is it? Jesus loves. Jesus loves who? Sing with me. Jesus loves me, this I know. What's the next part?
The Bible says he loves.
Thank you. Ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Thank you. That's beautiful. I want to think about that part, that second line. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. I want to think about who else, and what else, who else tells you Jesus loves you? Who else? Who tells you that?
God.
God? Yes. Who? Who else? Do you know anybody? Do you have anybody in your family? Yes? Do any of them tell you Jesus loves you? Yes? Are you brothers? That's really cool. You can tell each other, hey, brother, Jesus loves you. So that's what I wanted to leave. So simple, but so big of an idea. Jesus loves us all. Right, Caden? Even when we get wet.
Yeah.
Yay.
A big drug house.
You do? That's really, thank you for sharing. That's all I wanted to say this morning is that I'm leaving, but guess what? Jesus
loves you, and who tells you that?
Yes. And is God always with you? Thank you so much for coming to the children's sermon and with a prayer. Will you pray with me? Yes? Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for this time together, the ways that you show us how you love your children. We are all your children and we live in your love every day. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Hey, can I have a five? High five. All right. Thank you.
The first lesson is a reading from Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, maintain justice and do what is right. For soon my salvation will come, and my deliverance will be revealed. And the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, to minister to him, to love the name of the Lord, and to be his servants, all who keep the Sabbath, who do not profane it, will hold fast my covenant. These I will bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offering and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar. For my house shall be called the house of prayer for all peoples. Thus says the Lord, who gathers the outcast of Israel, I will gather others to them besides those already gathered. The word of the Lord. The second lesson is a reading from Romans. Paul writes, I ask then, has God rejected his people? By no means. I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people from whom he foreknew. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Just as you were once disobedient to God, but have now received mercy because of their disobedience, so they have now been disobedient in order that, by mercy shown to you, they too may now receive mercy. For God has imprisoned all in disobedience so that he may be merciful to all. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel, according to St. Matthew, the 15th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus called the crowd to him and said to them, Listen and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles. Then the disciples approached and said to him, Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said? He answered, Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone, for the blind guide the blind. And if one blind person guides another, both will fall into a pit. But Peter said to him, Explain this parable to us. Then he said, Are you still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and goes out into the sewer? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles. For out of the heart comes evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, Have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon. But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, Send her away. She keeps shouting after us. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But she came and knelt before him, saying, Lord, help me. He answered, It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. She said, Yes, Lord, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered her, Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. And her daughter was healed instantly. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. There are so many important, life-changing, and life-giving celebrations going on today. As Pastor Gary covered in the announcements, there is a lot going on just on this day. We've gotten to welcome Caden as a newly baptized child of God. We've welcomed the Baker family as new members. And this afternoon, we will welcome families into our home for Family Promise. And though it is difficult to say, it's on my calendar as my last Sunday of internship. Any way you look at it, there are many things on the calendar for today and coming up this week. And as Pastor Gary has taught me to phrase it, with all of those events and ministries come all kinds of opportunities. One thing we all have on our calendars, and I have on my radar for tomorrow, pun intended, is the solar eclipse. August 21st, 2017. If you've turned on the TV or looked at the news anywhere on the internet during these last few weeks, you've probably read and heard a lot of facts about the eclipse, and maybe even some facts about space. You may also know a lot about space if you've ever known someone between the ages of 6 and 10. All three of my sons have had a phase when they were fixated on the stars, the planets, the galaxies, the great expansive skies above us. I have enjoyed these conversations over the years about the massiveness of the universe and its unknown edges. One truth that continues to amaze me every time is that the universe is ever expanding. The thing that we call space is continually getting bigger. And here we are on planet Earth, just one of the planets in our ever-growing universe, waiting for the eclipse. The moon will come in the path between the Earth and the sun tomorrow, and somehow we know the exact time it's going to happen, with the moments of totality calculated down to the second. And the eclipsed sun won't take this same path for another 374 years. That's mind-boggling. I've got another one for you. I've got another mind-boggling thought for you. Human beings, you've heard this one. Human beings, all of us, learn something new every day. Every day, our brains and our hearts expand in knowledge and understanding. This year on internship during these 8 months here at Redeemer, as your vicar, you've given me so many experiences as a pastor in training, so many points of learning. There are too many to list. My heart and my mind has expanded for sure. One early on example that comes to mind, I'm going to tell you a couple stories. One early on example of these things that comes to mind when I got to help with Resurrections, the lunch ministry at Resurrections. I found my way to the location downtown, not knowing what to expect, only knowing that it was a part of what Redeemer does. I got to see firsthand all the people and food and planning that goes into this event, these events. There were a lot of volunteers, leaders, hungry people gathered who were all working, talking, and waiting for the buffet line to begin. That's when I got to meet the person in charge. He asked me to say a prayer before the meal. And I stood in that spot on the grass, feeling small, surrounded by a large group of people, and said a short prayer of thanks, as loud as I could. Yes, I had said prayers before, but in the comfort of a very Lutheran fellowship hall. and in the common understanding of who we believe God is. There on that piece of grass, I stood at the edge of my own comprehension, in the middle of a large group of people, and I grew. I grew in understanding. This is only one story. There are so many stories that I've gotten to be a part of as your vicar. Another experience that will forever be etched in my heart, and I know yours as well, is when we welcomed our refugee family. At the airport, we had a large welcoming committee. I remember holding my breath in anticipation, waiting for the first sign that our newest family members would walk down that gate, down that ramp. We did not speak their language. We didn't know exactly what to expect or what to do. We were there to show our support and to show God's love. And those few minutes after the family arrived, they were a little awkward. But there we stood on the edge of our own understanding, and we felt God's mercy grow as our hearts grew. One more memory of internship to share is difficult to think about, but one we all know and share. We all know that there have been too many deaths this past year. With them, we have grieved as a family alongside many of our people, many of you here. The pastoral caregiving that I got to be a part of will continue to help shape me as a pastor. In these times of grief, Pastor Gary modeled a pastoral response to unexpected and tragic loss, a response with love and trust in God. I also witnessed how you as a congregation respond, how you open your hearts and hands to help those who are shocked with grief. All of these moments of growth in faith and understanding as your vicar, as I said, I cannot list them all. And with that unspoken but exhaustive list, I give thanks to God for all the ministries that continue to flourish here at Redeemer and continue to grow because of you. I feel motivated to reflect on these moments because I want you to know how internship has shaped and will continue to shape my ministry, to shape me as a pastor, I should say. I am thankful for your care and your nurturing of my call to public ministry. In all of this reflecting on the year, I keep coming back to the general conclusion that experiences shape our human understanding. And then I read and reread the words of Jesus in today's gospel. And I started wondering, what in the world was he thinking? What was Jesus's understanding? I do want to stop right here and address my internship committee about the paperwork they filled out. You already checked the box and gave me the seal of approval. The evaluations, they're in the mail, and you can't take them back. I'm maybe coming close to the edge here, the edge of comfort. But I think today's gospel is an example of Jesus' growth in understanding. So we know Jesus was fully human. Does this mean his understanding was shaped by his experience? Stick with me here. It's going to take a minute. Let's rehash an outline of the story we heard. Jesus is traveling with his disciples. They were far away from Jerusalem, on the edge of Jewish territory. A Canaanite woman, a woman who, just by the word Canaanite, is an enemy. A Canaanite woman knew he was there, probably heard about Jesus' healing miracles, and asked for mercy for her sick daughter. What does Jesus do? He ignores her. Then the disciples tell Jesus to send her away. Jesus declares that his mission is intended for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. We've heard this before. When earlier in the Gospel of Matthew, when Jesus sent his disciples out on mission, he used the words, "Go nowhere among the Gentiles." And then he says, "Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel." It's a phrase that's kind of familiar to us, and it's most certainly familiar to those disciples standing there. The woman didn't let that comment stop her, though. She knelt down in front of Jesus, getting in the way of his next step, and she challenged him. She knew who Jesus was, so she asked him again, "Help me." This is where it gets rough to explain, because Jesus indirectly calls her a dog. How are we to faithfully hear this? It's difficult to confront derogatory words, even more so from Jesus. So I read a lot about the theologians' theories, scholars concerning why Jesus has said these things. There's a lot of supposing, and I guess that's all we can do is suppose what he meant. Some of the scholars say Jesus may be trying to teach the woman about persistence, or Jesus may be using reverse psychology here to teach the disciples the importance of their words. Pastor Gary and I even talked about maybe Jesus is being sassy. Maybe he's being cheeky. Whatever you want to call it, Jesus must have been joking, right? No matter why he throws these insults, though, why he throws this insult, though, about dogs eating the children's food, we know that Jesus gave the woman mercy in the end. Jesus was Jewish, and he knew his mission was among God's chosen people. Jesus was operating under the faithful Jewish understanding of Israel being the light to all nations. This is where I was struck again, a very rudimentary but elemental moment in the gospel. I was struck with the good news in a different way when I think about light. Because we know Jesus is the light. The light, a light, cannot be contained. It's essentially always expanding, and you can't stop it. Jesus, who is the good news, learned something in this short encounter with the Canaanite woman. He knew God's mission, and he knew the kingdom of God was acting through him. He understood that the woman needed mercy. And he realized, in a new way, that God's mercy is ever expanding. Jesus, our Redeemer, opened a new path of God's mercy into the life of the Canaanite woman. And through Jesus, we come to understand that there is enough of God's mercy for everyone, even our enemies. on internship, I learned that Redeemer Lutheran Church lives and moves in the mercy of God. That mercy is a prayer and a calling. That God's mercy is made known and is for all. I trust that in the time to come, Jesus will continue to open new paths, paths of mercy into the lives of people through what you do, you servants of our Redeemer. Amen.
Thank you.
with the whole people of God in Christ Jesus. Let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation.
Creator God, the eclipse this week will fill our hearts with wonder at your creation. Open our hearts to appreciate the beauty with which you have filled the land, the waters, and the sky. Guide us to live in peace and harmony with all creation. Remind us that we are stewards of
all your gifts,
and renew our gratitude for your many blessings.
Lord, in your mercy, great
teacher, all around us you teach us of your love and grace. As our new school year begins, bless and be with our teachers and students so that we may teach and learn well. Give to each of us a strong desire to learn more
about you and to know you better. Lord, in your mercy,
living Savior, it seems like every week we come to you in prayer,
having witnessed another act of violence in our world. So often we come after natural disasters, like the recent mudslide that has led to the loss of so many lives. Comfort those who are hurting and in need. Come to the aid of those who suffer and deliver them from their afflictions, that they may know your healing power.
Bless your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember
before you. Mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. Merciful God, you open wide your hand and satisfy the need of every living thing. You have set this feast before us. Open our hands to receive it. Open our hearts to embrace it. Open our lives to live it. We pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection, open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
God.
Which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Jesus Christ, host of this meal, you have given us not only this bread and cup, but your very self, that we may feast on your great love. Filled again by these signs of your grace, may we hunger for your reign of justice. May we thirst for your way of peace. For you are Lord forevermore. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. We invite you to our fellowship center for a congregational dinner in honor of Vicar Joanna, and I'm going to offer the blessing for that right now so y'all can go ahead and get started eating. All right, let us pray. Living God, you have fed us as we have gathered here in worship. Now be among us as we gather in celebration and honor for Vicar Joanna. Bless our food and our fellowship and those who have prepared it. Build among us a family of love and send us out to serve you. Amen.
Now go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.